Term limits prevent Arizona Governor Doug Ducey from running again in 2022, meaning he's got 2 years left in office. We'll know more about how Ducey plans to spend those final years on Monday, when he delivers a virtual State of the State address during the opening day of the 2021 legislative session. What we do know is Ducey faces challenges as a lame duck governor that are both ordinary and, in the face of the coronavirus pandemic, extraordinarily unique. KJZZ's Ben Giles has more.
In some ways, a weight has been lifted from Ducey's shoulders. The governor tied himself wholeheartedly to President Trump in 2020, when he served as a fierce advocate for Trump during multiple campaign rallies in Arizona. Kirk Adams, Ducey's former chief of staff, said Trump's loss is liberating for Ducey.
He will no longer be tied to the actions, positive or negative, of a Republican administration. In the same way that Democrat governors across the country have been free to tee off on Donald Trump.
Beyond Trump's shadow, Ducey also has the built-in advantage of not running for his own re-election in 2 years. Though rumors abound about Ducey's political future once his time as governor ends, Adams expects his old boss to focus on the present.
I've heard him say this, I don't know how many times, countless times. Focus on the job that you're doing and everything else will fall in place. That is his personal mantra.
Adams and other political operatives also see a shift in national politics as an opportunity for Ducey. Depending on what policies a Biden administration and congressional Democrats push from Washington, they say Ducey can present his own agenda as a conservative alternative. But first, Ducey will have to grapple with the ongoing and perhaps lasting impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Lobbyist Stan Barnes, a former state senator, says the governor has taken heat from both parties for his response to the pandemic.
At least momentarily, temporarily, Doug Ducey may be the loneliest man in the state of Arizona because he looks to his left, looks to his right, and he's got no friends anywhere.
Legislative Republicans and the state Republican Party are in open revolt, claiming Ducey's executive orders have gone too far, while Democrats say the governor hasn't done enough, costing the lives of thousands of Arizonans. Barnes said Ducey's betting on the benefit of hindsight. Perhaps Ducey's governing decisions, for better or worse in the moment, will be seen in a more positive light when the pandemic is over.
In the long game, being the leader in a tough environment, I think, yields political benefit. People forget, and looking in the rearview mirror leads to a better context and judgment by voters.
That could help Ducey's legacy and political outlook, be that on the campaign trail in 2022 or for any future office he might seek. For now, though, Ducey must find a way to govern with some of the slimmest margins in the history of the Arizona legislature. Republicans hold one-vote majorities in both chambers, an environment that empowers individual Republicans to throw a wrench in any plans for the GOP to legislate without bipartisan support. That's been the standard operating procedure at the Capitol for years. It's not unheard of for a lame duck governor to buck the Republican majority and pass major legislation with help from Democrats. John McComish was a Republican state senator during Jan Brewer's final 2 years in office, when she pushed to expand Arizona's Medicaid program over the objections of most legislative Republicans.
It'll be interesting to see how he does govern and what ideas he might have that he might run up against some opposition. And how willing will he be to work with Democrats?
Chuck Coughlin, who served as Brewer's chief of staff, said the environment is ripe for Ducey to do the same. But he's not sure if it's in Ducey's nature to go against his own party.
The table's set for that. But let's point out that to date, he's never done that. He has not been an aggressive policy leader outside of Republican politics.
Kirk Adams disagrees. He said Ducey is likely willing, in select circumstances, to find a governing majority with a mix of Democrats and Republicans. But Adams said Democrats will need to compromise. Inevitably, an issue will arise this session that challenges Ducey in this way. We'll know then whose analysis was right. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.